It's time once again for a history lesson, a lesson in real American history from our good friends at Hillsdale College. You see, we need a hero right now in America. We really do. A true believer in this country. A man like Ronald Wilson Reagan. America needs a Reagan moment right now to restore hope and prosperity to America today. Listen.
Ideas never translate automatically into political action. They have to be embodied in persons. By the late 1970s, the structure of a conservative alternative to elements of democratic orthodoxy were clearly emerging around certain principles of smaller government with lower taxes, a relatively free economy with a minimum of regulation, and opposition to communism. On all of these points and more, the burgeoning movement found a winning spokesman in Ronald Reagan, whose presidential time had at last come in 1980 after several previous attempts. But Reagan was more than just a vehicle for other people's ideas. Ideas never translate automatically into political action. They have to be embodied in persons. And Reagan's persona gave a particular cast to the ideas that he propounded. He was a superbly gifted speaker who had experience as a movie actor and a television performer. He was entering into a television age he was the master of.
Mr. President, I want to raise an issue that I think has been lurking out there for 2 or 3 weeks and cast it specifically in national security terms. You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall yet that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all, Mr. Truitt, and I want you to know that also I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
He had to run against Jimmy Carter. Carter was no match for Reagan in the 1980 campaign. And not only because Carter's record in office had been so poor and so difficult to defend. Reagan offered a vision that was more hopeful than Carter's. In his inauguration address that day, Reagan blamed government itself for many of the nation's problems and proposed that a more open, less heavily regulated, less heavily taxed economy would produce growth. The other principal goal of Reagan was to rebuild the nation's standing in the world after the humiliations of Vietnam and Iran. And waging the Cold War with the Soviet Union required a more effective and decisive American policy. As he said once, here's my strategy on the Cold War. We win and they lose. That view never changed, although the details filled themselves out in different ways. The Soviet Union was an evil empire. It was the focus of evil in the modern world. He lambasted and mocked communism for its many failures, its cruelty, its inefficiency, its disdain for human rights, its incompetence, its atheism. He increased spending on defense, put into production a variety of new defense system, the B-1 bomber, the MX land-based missile. He built a 600-ship American Navy. And most intriguing of all, he started work on what was called the Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI, which critics called Star Wars because it used lasers and particle beams to shoot down incoming enemy missiles. The critics said it wouldn't work. And even if it did work, it would only fuel another round of the arms race, this time in space. The Euro Missile Crisis, as it was called, was a turning point. And in the Soviet Union, the ascent of Mikhail Gorbachev as party secretary, general secretary of the Communist Party, there began a conspicuous change in tone. of Soviet leadership. Gorbachev wanted to reform Soviet life. He wanted to open it up. He wanted to restructure it. Reagan grasped the opportunities presented by this change in power, worked with Gorbachev favorably, although he was insistent that words be followed by deeds. When he spoke at the Brandenburg Gate in West Berlin, at the Berlin Wall.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Of course, Gorbachev did not oblige him in this regard, but he did negotiate a treaty to abolish intermediate-range nuclear missiles. First time the two nations had agreed to eliminate an entire class of weapons, a move that would have been unthinkable without Reagan's firmness in the Ural missile crisis.
Gives you chills, doesn't it? Does me. We need a hero like Ronald Reagan today. Previously the oldest president until now, of course, but a man who was a true believer in this country and the greatness of its people and its purpose. Gruber for Hillsdale.com. You can get all of these great stories and lessons for free. Gruber for Hillsdale.com. You can go there now. Gruber for Hillsdale.com. I'll be right back.
American history and civics education is at a turning point. Will we allow bureaucrats and lobbyists to choose what school kids are taught, or will we teach the whole truth? My friends at Hillsdale College argue for teaching the truth. They've made the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum downloadable for free at k12.hillsdale.edu, available to teachers and citizens just like you to share with other concerned Americans. This complete K-12 history and civics curriculum is designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, and allow students to learn the tragedies and triumphs of American history as it really happened. Our kids deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum that was created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and upholds the dignity of each individual. America's future depends on an honest, candid look at our history. Download Hillsdale's 1776 curriculum for free today at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu.